future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Today is Tuesday. It is the 26th of June. It's been an absolutely chaotic day here at SVK Crypto Shoreditch, which is east of London, or the old East End for the Diamond Geezers out there. Myself and Shane headed down this morning to the London Blockchain Summit, which is a two-day event. I think that's going on. It starts today, right? It starts from Tuesday to Wednesday. There's going to be tons of incredible speakers down there. I know one of our close friends, Jared, who is part of a really interesting new company called BitGold, and they mine digital gold on games out there, which is an incredible, incredible subject itself, because that's really the start of cryptocurrencies. And it's really interesting talking to him, because he really has the inside track on how we got to the crypto space and where it all started, because it came from gaming originally, and that's where everything really kicked off. But for the market itself, I think we've seen a bit of a positive. I mean, we're starting to see more positive news coming out in the last couple of days, in particular, which we'll get onto in a second. Bitcoin is currently trading at $6,164. That's down 2.5% in the last 24 hours. We have Ethereum currently trading at $444. That's down 4%. EOS currently trading at $7.79. And that's down 7% in the last 24 hours. So it's an interesting time in the market at the minute. I think there's a lot of fear. I think that people are definitely taking a back step with their approach, with their investment strategy. But I think this is a great time to get into some of these positions out there.
But, hey, Charles.
Oh, it's Shane, man. What's going on?
Good to see you, buddy. All right. My God, 20 to 7, the evening, Tuesday. I think you've already talked about just how nice it is in London. I've just walked by your office and I just wanted to pop in and say hello. As per usual, real busy day today. I just wanted to kind of come in and just kind of give you kind of my views on where we're at and what we're doing. I think price actually is quite interesting. When we look at the price levels of cryptocurrency, and in particularly Bitcoin and Ethereum, which are real kind of market dominance. It's not that long ago when we were currently trading at a market capitalization of $250 billion. Although it seems like a long time ago, it's not. And we've come a long way since then, from the days of 2017. January 1 is a $20 billion market cap. And also we've come back a lot from the days when it was the 31st of December 2017.
$1 trillion in market cap, right? We're $870 billion back in January, the beginning of this year. So I mean, we've had our ups and downs recently.
Yeah, we have. And you know, and for a lot of people that got in late, you know, there's a lot of pain going on, you know, if they're still long their positions. And I really do sympathize with them. There's a lot of people that are underwater, a lot of their block portfolio accounts, a lot of their core positions, they're concerned, they've lost money, and it's never easy to crystallize a loss. It's never easy to have a negative on your account, you know. It's never nice. And I suppose we attack it a little bit differently, because we're deploying capital into the space and we've got a longer term view. Obviously it's not something that we need on a day-to-day basis, but there's a lot of retail traders out there that need to pay rent, that need to pay for family, that need to pay for cars. And you know, I really do feel that, I really do sympathize that. And you know, this is obviously not financial advice. We are not, you know, telling people, you know, what they should be doing. This is not what our show is about. It really is that we're passionate about the crypto markets and that we have a real love for the underlying tech. But what I will say is that the price action and the underlying tech are totally different. And it's funny, I had a meeting today over at the Nobu Hotel with a really smart gentleman who came down to talk to us about SVK Crypto and to get a bit of an understanding of what we were doing. And it really dawned on me that price action is always fear and greed. It's sentiment driven, right? I've always known that. There's no earnings on the tokens. There's no price multiple. There's no PE. There's no discounted cash flow. It's all about future adoption. It's all about future growth. And when you look at the market, and we you know, back a year ago, we knew that there was going to be a wall of institutional money. I don't believe that wall of institutional money has come in. I think the institutions have looked at it and they've been very cautious. They've been very concerned about regulation. They've been very concerned about their original, well, custody, obviously, as well. There has been very little ramps in and ramps out, although we've now had the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Now we've had certain ETF products. We still don't have a regulatory framework, although I know the FCA on a you know, personal contact basis are working very hard on that, and fair play to them, and I'm sure the SEC are the same. What we are seeing is that the price action may be weak and losing faith and people have lost money. But what I know for a fact, because I spend all my time talking to all the devs, I spend all my time talking to all the original internet guys out of Pioneers, right? I spend all my time, really understanding the coders, developers, the hackers. What we're seeing is the underlying tech is just continuing to get better. It's getting faster. It's getting scalable. It's getting adoption. Like, all these things are happening. And, it's amazing to see. And for me, it's just a massive opportunity when I see a big dislocation between price action and actually underlying tech. So I think, one has to just be very cautious, and obviously if you're still in positions that you're down on, I really, really sympathize for you. We're the same on a lot of core holdings. But my personal view is that I've got faith in what I'm seeing, and I got faith in the blockchain, I got faith in cryptos, and technology doesn't go backwards, man.
And it goes forwards.
Of course it does. Never goes back in the box, and Pandora's box is open. So on days like this, I think you got to do what you got to do and go out and enjoy the sunshine, right? Go out and speak with friends, go out and live your life, and let the markets do what the markets are going to do, because markets owe you nothing. The markets do not act because you need them to act. The markets will always, always, always stay irrational far longer than you can stay solvent. It's a great saying. So and if you're not in the market, then wow, what a great situation to be in. The party is only getting started, and that's definitely the motto at SVK. So on that note, I got some more work to do. I'm going to hand you back over to Charles, but again, thank you very much for being part of our community. Thank you very much for following us on Twitter, LinkedIn. Thank you very much for following us, of course, on Twitter and on YouTube. But more importantly, wow, we blew past 1,000. We breeze past 1,000 people in our Telegram. For people that aren't in our Telegram, it's SVK Crowd. You'll check us all there. Leave a comment if you like what Charles does or you like what we do. Reach out, say hello, connect, do whatever you got to do. And apparently, I'm now on Instagram. Charles has been giving me stick all day about my Instagram account. It's Shane Kehoe, or Shane SVK Crypto. Follow me, I'll follow you back. I'm sure you find me there.
Just before you wrap it up there, man, I mean, just a quick question to you. As you just mentioned, the difference in technology from now to this time last year, and you look at the market cap, it's fairly similar. How have you personally seen the technology improve? I mean, if you were looking at projects this time last year, which I know we were on a daily basis, how have you seen that change? Because we hear that ICO is becoming more institutionalized. We're hearing lots of different things there. But how have you personally found the change from this time last year, getting into a project and the project itself, how prepared they were, the team, so on and so forth, to now? Have you felt there's been much happened? Do you feel there's been much progression in that sense? What's your kind of take on that?
Oh, absolutely. I think within the last 12 months, we've seen a massive increase in professionalism. Back 12 months ago, there was lots of white paper projects. In fact, there was a few deals we looked at didn't even have a white paper. I think now you're seeing real solid structures, proper structures from the underlying corporate, our token economics. You're seeing a lot of money and time spent on legal framework, which is very, very important. You're seeing best business practices and principles with how they intend to operate as a project. You're seeing accountability with what they intend to do with the capital and funds that they raise, you're seeing amazing teams. Like, we were only just talking to a project today, and they were talking about all ex-IBM guys that were coming on board. So you're seeing a real flight to quality. You're seeing better advisors. And you're seeing, as well as today, we had another meeting later on in the day with a incubator out of New York that looked like they're doing an amazing job and really raising the bar with their corporate governance and sourcing deals that they can bring to their investment community. And those deals would be the best of class. So I think you're seeing the whole space really mature. Obviously it's very, very positive. Obviously ICOs have very, very high risk but high reward, but I think you're definitely seeing a flight to quality, and we really welcome that.
Absolutely. Well, you heard it there from Shane Kehoe, co-founder of SVK Crypto. I think the next part we're going to speak about is what's been happening in the news, so let's get on to that. Banks are trying to launch crypto assets with R3 tech. I mean, this is something that you hear quite a lot. So let's jump into the story that definitely caught my attention today. It may have seemed unthinkable 4 years ago, but crypto tokens might be coming to R3's Corda Labs, revealed exclusively today. Cord Elite, an open source community that's independent from R3, but building solely on the code it pioneered. It's about to become out of stealth mode. Cord Elite promises to do enterprise blockchains what the ERC-20 standard did for Ethereum. Allow the creation of different tokens representing various kinds of assets on the same network. The difference is that Cord Elite is designed specifically for use by the banking industry. Indeed, the main contributor and community leader of the project is one of the world's 30 largest financial institutions, the Royal Bank of Scotland, or RBS. So whereas ERC-20s unleashed the initial coin offering, or the ICO boom, enabling startups across the globe to bypass the usual fundraising hurdles and raise billions from the public by creating exotic new tokens. Cord Elite will allow digital representation of myriad assets traditionally held and traded by highly regulated institutions. In this way, blockchain networks could become more useful to these large companies, since they could track both sides of a trade, cash for securities, for example, or one type of foreign exchange for another on the same ledger, rather than having one leg of the transaction occurring off-chain. So that's an interesting thought. I mean, I don't know what your thoughts are as the listener to what's been happening with regards to banks kind of trying to get into the space. You had JP Morgan that created their own blockchain with the help of Vitalik, the founder of Ethereum. They're definitely looking to get in, and I think they're looking to own the tech themselves. So R3 are definitely doing some pretty interesting stuff with being able to provide them open source tech, which they can then build on top of. But is that really in spirit of what it's all about, or is that not really important in this case? You have to let me know your views on that. And as always, you can hit us up on Telegram, which is SVK Crowd. Well, listen, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. It's a Tuesday. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Shoreditch. I just wanted to deliver one of the hot stories today. Woohoo! Tomorrow, we have a really, 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 really cool interview with Grant. Grant is part of Carry Protocol. Now, that might happen tomorrow or Thursday, but I'll let you know on the Telegram one that's going to be dropping. So definitely stay tuned for that. Carry Protocol has got some interesting things going on, and I know they're causing a lot of buzz out in South Korea where the project is based. So listen, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. And you can also find myself on Instagram, Charles Story, one word, which is Charles as you normally spell it, and Story spelled STORRY. And you can also hit me up on my email, cstory, cstory, at svkcrypto.com. Have a fantastic day. We appreciate your time and attention. You being the listener, I know you guys listen to us in the gym. You listen to us on your way to work. We really appreciate your time and attention. And anything we can do to help you, feel free to reach out to us. Our phones are always on. Let's do this. That's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.